From the Persian Hidden Words. Preamble. In the name of the Lord of Utterance, the Mighty. 1. O ye people that have minds to know and ears to hear, the first call of the Beloved is this. O mystic nightingale, abide not but in the rose garden of the Spirit. O messenger of the Solomon of love, seek thou no shelter except in the Sheba of the Well-Beloved. And, O immortal phoenix, dwell not save on the Mount of Faithfulness. Therein is thy habitation, if on the wings of thy soul thou soarest to the realm of the infinite and seekest to attain thy goal. 2. O Son of Spirit, the bird seeketh its nest, the nightingale the charm of the rose, whilst those birds, the hearts of men, content with transient dust, have strayed far from their eternal nest, and with eyes turned towards the slough of heedlessness, are bereft of the glory of the divine presence. Alas, how strange and pitiful! For a mere cupful, they have turned away from the billowing seas of the Most High and remained far from the most effulgent horizon. 3. O friend, in the garden of thy heart, plant naught but the rose of love. And from the nightingale of affection and desire, loosen not thy hold. Treasure the companionship of the righteous, and eschew all fellowship with the ungodly. 4. O Son of Justice, whither can a lover go but to the land of his beloved? And what seeker findeth rest away from his heart's desire? To the true lover, reunion is life and separation is death. His breast is void of patience, and his heart hath no peace. A myriad lives he would forsake to hasten to the abode of his beloved. 5. O son of dust, verily I say unto thee, of all men the most negligent is he that disputeth idly and seeketh to advance himself over his brother. Say, O brethren, let deeds, not words, be your adorning. 6. O son of earth, know verily the heart wherein the least remnant of envy yet lingers shall never attain my everlasting dominion, nor inhale the sweet savors of holiness breathing from my kingdom of sanctity. 7. O Son of Love, thou art but one step away from the glorious heights above and from the celestial tree of love. Take thou one pace, and with the next advance into the immortal realm, and enter the pavilion of eternity. Give ear, then, to that which hath been revealed by the pen of glory. 8. O Son of Glory, be swift in the path of holiness, and enter the heaven of communion with me. Cleanse thy heart with the burnish of the Spirit, and hasten to the court of the Most High. 9. O fleeting shadow, pass beyond the baser stages of doubt and rise to the exalted heights of certainty. Open the eye of truth, that thou mayest behold the veilless beauty and exclaim, Hallowed be the Lord, the most excellent of all creators. 10. O son of desire, give ear unto this. Never shall mortal eye recognize the everlasting beauty, nor the lifeless heart delight in aught but the withered bloom. For like seeketh like, and taketh pleasure in the company of its kind. 11. O son of dust, blind thine eyes, that thou mayest behold my beauty. Stop thine ears, that thou mayest hearken unto the sweet melody of my voice. Empty thyself of all learning, that thou mayest partake of my knowledge, and sanctify thyself from riches, that thou mayest obtain a lasting share from the ocean of my eternal wealth. Blind thine eyes, that is, to all save my beauty. Stop thine ears to all save my word. Empty thyself of all learning save the knowledge of me, that with a clear vision, a pure heart, and an attentive ear, thou mayest enter the court of my holiness. 12. O man of two visions, close one eye and open the other. Close one to the world and all that is therein, and open the other to the hallowed beauty of the Beloved. 13. O my children, I fear lest bereft of the melody of the dove of heaven, you will sink back to the shades of utter loss, and never having gazed upon the beauty of the rose, return to water and clay. 14. O friends, abandon not the everlasting beauty for a beauty that must die, and set not your affections on this mortal world of dust. 15. O son of spirit, the time cometh when the nightingale of holiness will no longer unfold the inner mysteries, and ye will all be bereft of the celestial melody and of the voice from on high. 16. O essence of negligence, myriads of mystic tongue find utterance in one speech, and myriads of hidden mysteries are revealed in a single melody. Yet, alas, there is no ear to hear, nor heart to understand. 17. O comrades, the gates that open on the placeless stand wide, and the habitation of the loved one is adorned with the lover's blood, yet all but a few remain bereft of this celestial city, and even of those, of these few, none but the smallest handful hath been found with a pure heart and sanctified spirit. 18. O ye dwellers in the highest paradise, proclaim unto the children of assurance that within the realms of holiness, nigh unto the celestial paradise, a new garden hath appeared, round which circle the denizens of the realm on high, and the immortal dwellers of the exalted paradise. Strive then, that ye may attain that station, that ye may unravel the mysteries of love from its windflowers, and learn the secret of divine and consummate wisdom from its eternal fruits. Solaced are the eyes of them that enter and abide therein. 19. O my friends, have ye forgotten that true and radiant morn, when in those hallowed and blessed surroundings ye were all gathered in my presence, beneath the shade of the tree of life, which is planted in the all-glorious paradise? Awestruck ye listened as I gave utterance to these three most holy words. O friends, prefer not your will to mine. Never desire that which I have not desired for you, and approach me not with lifeless hearts, defiled with worldly desires and cravings. Would ye but sanctify your souls, ye would at this present hour recall that place and those surroundings, and the truth of my utterance should be made evident unto all of you. O ye that are lying as dead on the couch of heedlessness, ages have passed, and your precious lives are well nigh ended, yet not a single breath of purity hath reached our court of holiness from you. Though immersed in the ocean of misbelief, yet with your lips ye profess the one true faith of God. Him whom I abhor ye have loved, and of my foe ye have made a friend. Notwithstanding, ye walk on my earth, complacent and self-satisfied, heedless that my earth is weary of you, and everything within it shunneth you. Were ye but to open your eyes, ye would, in truth, prefer a myriad griefs unto this joy, and would count death itself better than this life. 21. O moving form of dust, I desire communion with thee, but thou wouldst put no trust in me. The sword of thy rebellion hath felled the tree of thy hope. At all times I am near unto thee, but thou art ever far from me. Imperishable glory I have chosen for thee, yet boundless shame thou hast chosen for thyself. While there is yet time, return and lose not thy chance. 22. O son of desire, the learned and the wise have for long years striven and failed to attain the presence of the All-Glorious. They have spent their lives in search of him, yet did not behold the beauty of his countenance. Thou, without the least effort, didst attain thy goal, and without search hast obtained the object of thy quest. Yet, notwithstanding, thou didst remain so wrapped in the veil of self that thine eyes beheld not the beauty of the Beloved, nor did thy hand touch the hem of his robe. Ye that have eyes, behold and wonder. 23. O dwellers in the city of love, mortal blasts have beset the everlasting candle, and the beauty of the celestial youth is veiled in the darkness of dust. The chief of the monarchs of love is wronged by the people of tyranny, and the dove of holiness lies prisoned in the talons of the owls. The dwellers in the pavilion of glory and the celestial concourse bewail and lament, while ye repose in the realm of negligence and esteem yourselves as the true friends. How vain are your imaginings! 24. O ye that are foolish, yet have a name to be wise, wherefore do ye wear the guise of shepherds, when inwardly ye have become wolves, intent upon my flock? Yea, ye are even as the star, which riseth ere the dawn, and which, though it seem radiant and luminous, leadeth the wayfarer of my city astray into the paths of perdition. 25. O ye seeming fair, yet inwardly foul, ye are like clear but bitter water, which to outward seeming is crystal pure, but of which, when tested by the divine assayer, not a drop is accepted. Yea, the sunbeam falls alike upon the dust and the mirror, yet differ they in reflection, even as doth the star from the earth. Nay, immeasurable is the difference. 26. O my friend in word, ponder a while. Hast thou ever heard that friend and foe should abide in one heart? Cast out then the stranger, that the friend may enter his home. 27. O son of dust, all that is in heaven and earth I have ordained for thee, except the human heart, which I have made the habitation of my beauty and glory. Yet thou didst give my home and dwelling to another than me. And whenever the manifestation of my holiness sought his own abode, a stranger found he there, and, homeless, hastened unto the sanctuary of the Beloved. Notwithstanding, I have concealed thy secret, and desired not thy shame. 28. O essence of desire, at many a dawn have I turned from the realms of the placeless unto thine abode, and found thee on the bed of ease busied with others than myself. Thereupon, even as the flash of the Spirit, I returned to the realms of celestial glory, and breathed it not in my retreats above, unto the host of holiness. 29. O Son of Bounty, out of the waste of nothingness, with the clay of my command I made thee to appear, and have ordained for thy training every atom in existence, and the essence of all created things. Thus, ere thou didst issue from thy mother's womb, I destined for thee two founts of gleaming milk, eyes to watch over thee, and hearts to love thee. Out of my loving kindness, neath the shade of my mercy, I nurtured thee, and guarded thee by the essence of my grace and favor. And my purpose in all this was that thou mightest attain my everlasting dominion and become worthy of my invisible bestowals. And yet heedless thou didst remain. And when fully grown, thou didst neglect my bounties and occupy thyself with thine idle imaginings, in such wise that thou didst become wholly forgetful. And turning away from the portals of the friend, didst abide within the court of mine enemy. 30. O bond slave of the world, many a dawn hath the breeze of my loving kindness wafted over thee, and found thee upon the bed of heedlessness, fast asleep. Bewailing then thy plight, it returned whence it came. 31. O son of earth, wouldst thou have me seek none other than me, and wouldst thou gaze upon my beauty, close thine eyes to the world and all that is therein, for my will and the will of another than me, even as fire and water cannot dwell together in one heart. 32. O befriended stranger, the candle of thine heart is lighted by the hand of my power. Quench it not with the contrary winds of self and passion. The healer of all thine ills is remembrance of me. Forget it not. Make my love thy treasure, and cherisheth it even as thy very sight and life. 33. O my brother, Hearken to the delightsome words of my honeyed tongue, and quaff the stream of mystic holiness from my sugar-shedding lips. Sow the seeds of my divine wisdom in the pure soil of thy heart, and water them with the water of certitude, that the hyacinths of my knowledge and wisdom may spring up fresh and green in the sacred city of thy heart. 34. O dwellers of my paradise, with the hands of loving kindness I have planted in the holy garden of paradise the young tree of your love and friendship, and have watered it with the goodly showers of my tender grace. Now that the hour of its fruiting has come, strive that it may be protected, and be not consumed with the flame of desire and passion. 35. O my friends, quench ye the lamps of error, and kindle within your hearts the everlasting torch of divine guidance. For ere long the assayer of mankind shall, in the holy presence of the adored, accept naught but purest virtue and deeds of stainless holiness.